Hello, welcome to Radio Pengi. I'm not sure about this one. It's really just embarrassing, but I'm going to boo it, and I'll tell you why. It's a public service broadcast by Radio Pingu, just in case some other poor soul decides what I did was a good idea. You may thank me one day. May save your life, or at least your street cred. Anyway, it's all about basic physics and biology and beer. And pissed. I was at a pub. I often go to pubs where I spend most of the time outside having a fag and freeze my knackers off. I usually drink beer of some sort or cider, but on this particular occasion I was drinking orange juice by the pint to get the vitamin C to fight off the cow parsley allergy, and because I was driving. I don't drink and drive these days because it's a bit bastard killing other people's kids. Anyway, at the last knockings, I had to leave. I was picking someone up. I was late, left it till the last minute, as penguins do. So I didn't have a slash, and I legged it to the car, a mile away. You see, in the country where I live, you can have a piss anywhere, but in London, there are cameras absolutely everywhere, and I was busting. Bloody terrorists. Luckily, the boot of my car contains everything. I could fix anything with what's in there, even make a cup of tea. Well, say everything, most things. I don't have a handy fold-away portaloo in there, but there was a plastic water bottle, one of those big ones. Evian, I seem to remember. So anyway, there I was, conveniently parked in the busiest bloody street in the whole of London. So into the driver's seat I went and shut the door. I took the top off the bottle and, blessed as I am with the world's smallest willy, inserted it carefully into the neck of the bottle. And I went. Now, the problem here is that as the bottle fills up with piss, the pressure of the air remaining in the bottle increases in direct proportion, linearly, and that. So when the bottle is half full of piss, the pressure increases to double that of atmospheric, which is 2 bar or 28 pounds per square inch PSI, which is quite a lot. And the willy only just fitted. Therefore, there is nowhere for that pressure to go. Now, don't try this at home. If you want to recreate that scenario safely, then take the metal stopper thing off the top of a champagne bottle and give it a shake. See what happens? Right, so the willy, still firmly attached to the penguin, had nowhere to go, and the bottle, still firmly grasped by the penguin, didn't either. And with an almighty bang, one detached itself from the other, spraying piss all over the windscreen, also the mirror, the seat, and the penguin. So I opened the door, and I emptied the rest, which wasn't a lot, into the road, and it's probably on police five. I picked the someone up. Quite difficult to disguise the fact that you're covered in piss, I find, even in the dark. But no long-term harm done. Now, the moral of this story, if there is even a moral, is this. If you can, then do. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. He who hesitates is lost. A stitch in time. Procrastination ends up with you covered all over in piss. All useful sayings and very well worth remembering. Anyway, a bit of advice from the penguin there. I hope that one day soon, one of you finds it useful. Thanks for listening.